okay, I want to do something a little different this time because I'm in a really spiritual mood and I don't think I've paid enough attention to God. And I want to share a prayer with you, and you can join me if you want, okay? So let's pray, okay? Here we go. Dear God, kiss my ass. I'm going to bend over here and you pucker up those big, holy, universal lips and give me a smooch right on my ass. Because I've had it up to my fucking eye with your sadistic ant farm power game down here, and I'm not playing it anymore, okay? If you want to watch someone squirm, then make more epileptics, because I'm not gonna ride for your fucking amusement. You got that? That's right, I'm calling you out, bitch. I'm stepping up on your fat, all-knowing, all-seeing ass. In case you weren't paying attention, all-holy father in heaven, this planet has become a breeding ground for Billy Graham and Jimmy Swaggart's brain-dead prostitute litters. They're wandering around with a Bible in one hand and a fucking crack pipe in the other, telling everyone about how all you'd have to do is fart and the universe would blow the fuck up, right? You scratch your balls and everyone on the planet gets struck up their asses with a bolt of lightning. And I'm fucking sick of them, okay? They're on my TV, they're walking around the street, they're on the internet, and they're knocking on my fucking front door. So this is your chance, God. This is your chance to defend those crazy fuckers if they really are on your side. Because I think they're full of shit. I think they're a bunch of psycho fanatics who dug up a 2,000-year-old bedtime story and started worshiping it. I mean, how do they know? Who the fuck knows who wrote this thing? Was it just, it was written down, so they automatically believe it. I hope one day they find a 2,000-year-old Hebrew guy frozen in a glacier somewhere so they can bring him back and he can see all this shit. 10-1, he's gonna laugh his ass off.
Oh, you worship Jesus Christ? Oh, that was McHale's D&D character. You believe that? You dumbasses.
I mean, come on, oh heavenly father. What kind of bullshit operation are you running here? You make gay people and then say, don't be gay or I'll throw you in hell. You give people the instinctual desire for sex and then say, don't have sex or I'll throw you in hell. You fill the planet with intolerable fuck-brained Republicans and tell us not to kill them or we'll go to hell. Is there anything you won't go to hell for anymore? Am I gonna wind up being Satan's right-hand man if I don't recycle my fucking newspapers now? You're supposed to be this majestic, omnipotent ruler, but to me, you just sound like a colossal prick with a Hasbro magic kit. Hey, if you made us in your image, then that means you have to be some fat slob in a trailer sitting in front of the WWF with a Budweiser and a bucket of two-day-old buffalo wings. And I'm tired of hearing about how you're gonna kick my ass and send me to hell with all the heathens. I don't think you've got the balls. If you got it, bring it. Throw my ass in hell because I'd rather be there. I mean, what you got up there? Gold in your streets and pearls in your gates and a bunch of snooty religious nuts with expensive perfume singing stupid-ass church songs and eating crackers with no salt and drinking grape juice out of little plastic cups and walking around like they have Vaseline smeared in the cracks of their asses. Fuck that, man. All the cool people and my favorite rock bands are gonna be in hell. It's gonna be a constant Saturday night heavy metal vomit party for all eternity. We're gonna use that gold and those pearls to buy drugs and booze and nasty foreign bestiality tapes and party the fuck down. That's where I wanna be. Besides, if what your dumb shit followers are saying is true, then all the furs are gonna be down there too. Dude, we can have fur cons every weekend. HC HellCon! It'd be a little bit warmer, but if the only way to get air conditioning is to brown nose you all my life, then I'd rather go without. Oh wait, I forgot. You don't want me to go to hell because you love me. I remember now. That's what they're always saying. God loves you.
God loves you.
Well, where is it? Where's my godly lovin'? I don't feel that all-powerful cock up my ass yet. How are you loving me? These nuts of yours keep telling me that they see it all the time, but it looks to me like they're just as fucked as anyone else. And they still insist that you created this place, even though there's the same chance that Lawrence Welk blew the universe out of his ass. Tell you what, oh heavenly lord. If you love me, then send me a time machine so I can go back and shoot Jesus Christ right between the eyes with a fucking cannonball, okay? Because he screwed up more shit in the world than any single person in history. More people have been killed in the name of Jesus Christ than all the twisted serial killers combined. Entire cultures have been wiped out because of this dickhead. And besides all that, I have to sit here and watch these Jesus Krispies beating faggots and shooting doctors and telling everyone how to live their lives while they're hiding in dark corners and being just as fucked up as the rest of the world. Well, look at this. No time machine. And I'm still here. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't exist. Well, let me start over then. Dear God, fuck you. Love 2. This is 2, your condemned ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.